Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture. With your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. As part of their final year, the most committed of Redeemer University College's art students take part in an exhibit. This year's features five students who, along with their professor, Phil Irish, are hoping to present their work off campus during one of Hamilton's Art Crawl events. Otherwise, it will be on at Redeemer University College's gallery space itself. On the phone with us tonight to talk about this project is Phil Irish, professor at Redeemer University College, and art student Tristan Carrad. But before we get to our interview, let's listen to Inheritance from Jay Calder's Vision CD. And now to our conversation with Phil Irish and Tristan Carrad. Good evening, Phil.
Evening.
Good evening, Tristan.
Evening.
Phil, let's start with you and ask you to give us a little bit of an idea of the Redeemer Arts Program and sort of what are students, what's the purpose and the role of Redeemer's four-year arts program?
Yeah, we have a very dynamic arts studio program here. They do studio art as well as art history. Teaching at Redeemer, I find it really exciting here, both in terms of the kind of mentorship with students in a smaller program, but as well the integration of how faith perspective is so dynamic within the arts. So they have a full range of studio programs, lots of painting and drawing, but as well as the design stream. So, yeah, it's a really exciting program here.
Now, does the final year differ from the others with its emphasis on the studio art, for instance, or anything like that? Is there anything different about what happens in that final year?
Well, the whole program builds, so you're developing skills, ways of thinking over the initial 3 years. And in your last year, there's a lot more freedom to be launched independently into your own ideas and your own work. So we run something called the Senior Exhibition. So students work for an entire semester developing their own project, working in the studio, encouraging each other, and it builds toward an exhibition at the end of the semester.
So it's that idea of you've now over the initial 3 years, learned the learned the fundamentals of what you need to know as an artist and within your own particular genre as art, and now here's an opportunity for you to take what you've been learning and explore that.
Yeah, certainly. So, and obviously people express themselves, increasingly each year as they move through the program. Things become a little less about technique, a little more about concepts and personal expression.
Mm-hmm.
But in this final course, really, it's a chance to work in any medium they want to, and working with a mentor that can help them in whatever media they choose, and to develop a conceptual framework for their show that's personal and derived out of their own mission in life.
Well, Tristan, what led you to wanting to take the arts program at Redeemer?
I knew at Redeemer, but I knew that I was happy in life if I were taking other things. I have just a general love for a lot of things, but I'd say my passion definitely lies in art.
Well, when did you sort of get to that point where you discovered that you had that passion for art that made you want to get to the point where you wanted to explore it both in an educational perspective, but now also in a practical use of being able to develop your own stuff?
That
In doing that, has taking the course at Redeemer been what you expected it to be?
Yeah, I think it's actually been more so. I knew that there were things that were incorporated into it. And understanding that everybody works from a particular worldview and their art kind of speaks what is on their heart or what is on their mind. And that, I think, has probably been one of the biggest takeaways from my studies here at Redeemer.
Mm-hmm. And how in working through, especially now as you're working towards a senior exhibition, how has that helped you develop in the style of art that you're working with?
That point, when you are reducing things to kind of minimal means and trying to figure out how each line can work together as a whole, it starts to shed more of an emphasis on thematic aspects of the art. So it's forcing me to think pretty deeply about what I'm trying to say and how I'm going to say it.
Mm-hmm. Now, looking at this as you've been going along, have there been artists that you've sort of been drawn to or that have influenced you in what you've been doing?
There have been a number of artists. Just more small-time local artists. There's a person named Lazarus Ayanos who just does amazing work, and totally not in the same style or medium, but a lot of his paintings are just all about the economy of line and how you can use line to really show something different.
Mm-hmm.
That's been really instrumental, and people in the Impressionist and Fauvist kind of movement.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we're going to take, at this point, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to continue our conversation with arts professor Phil Irish and art student Kristen Carrot. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM. Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to The Cupbearer Forgot from Jay Calder's Vision CD. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Tristan Carrad and Phil Irish. Phil, let's talk about you talked about earlier the senior exhibition. Let's talk about a little bit about the plans for that. What are you hoping the students are going to gain from this the experience of preparing something that's going to get a broader audience?
Just the whole project of the senior exhibition is a maturing moment for these students, right? It's a chance to really make work that is their own from beginning to end and present that to the world. So that's a great step to being a graduate, to moving out in your life. It gives them this experience in a supportive environment that I think launches them into being confident to be more public in their work. So that step of taking things out of the studio, we've done some other shows as well, other places, but this time it has their title, their work, from beginning to end. That really means so much. Just the professional aspects of how do you write an artist statement, how do you really get things out into the world. So that's a really exciting part to see that step happen. At the beginning of the course, I encourage them, take risks in your work, commit like the time in the studio to discover something new. And so there's that whole aspect as well. But by the end, you see that gel together, and that's really thrilling to see that happen.
And looking at that, I mean, this whole exhibition, I think there's a couple of different pieces with this year. One is the actual exhibition at Redeemer itself, and then there's plans for something, another element to it?
So there's a tradition of just showing it here in the gallery space at Redeemer University College. But this particular group was encouraging me to see how can we get this off campus where there's a much wider public. And so we have made a pitch to Christ Church Cathedral, which is an Anglican, beautiful Anglican cathedral, right where the arch crawl happens in Hamilton on James Street North. And so I'm hoping that will happen. We don't have the for sure confirmation from them, but they are wonderful in opening their doors during the crawl and having things happen in there, and they are really engaged with the community in lots of ways.
Mm-hmm.
Hoping that will happen, and that means just a great interface between creativity and the street and all the people that are partaking of the thriving art scene of the crawl.
So, yeah.
And we're thrilled about that, and hopefully it comes to pass.
So people just have to keep in touch with what's happening with the art crawl and Redeemer and that to find out whether that whole thing has come together.
Yes,
we
should know in a couple days.
Yeah. Now, Tristan, I understand in you mentioned that you were working with printmaking and that the piece that you're working on for this senior exhibition involved a steamroller. Can you sort of describe what that whole, how that all came about and how you decided to go to use something of that nature in creating art?
And he works in massive printmaking kind of style. And one of the things he's done a number of times is a steamroller print. So the process of it is essentially you get a big piece of wood. In my case, it's 8 feet by 4 feet. You carve out the things you need. You ink it up, lay some paper on it, and run it over with a steamroller. Now, you run it over with a steamroller because in order to make the print, you need to have some sort of press. And on smaller scales, you can use just hand presses or even just rub it with a spoon or a paddle, something like that. But that's something this size. You need something a little bigger. So Steve Prince was actually really instrumental in kind of figuring this out. I just sent him an email hoping that he would get it and maybe respond, and he has just been so helpful. Pretty much just ran me through his entire process. So that really was quite instrumental in me figuring out how to do this.
Well, in looking at that, now I know that this isn't the first time you've been and you've had a piece in an exhibit. I saw one of your pieces at New Life Christian Reformed Church in Guelph last year, I believe it was. What have you been learning in this whole process of preparing pieces for exhibit and that helped you with this particular piece for the senior exhibition?
I think the biggest thing that I've learned is that if I'm going to be seriously art making, that it needs to have some sort of objective truth in it, something that you can really grab onto and kind of push back against the subjective nature of art nowadays. So for me, that usually comes in exploring some sort of theme or question in my own life. So for instance, the painting you would have seen, I was really struggling with how to understand the humanness of God, or Jesus, that is, and the God part, and just how all that works together. So in this particular exhibit, I'm more or less exploring how God is always guiding us, and how that works when we mess up, and how that works when we succeed.
And Phil, as I'm listening to this, and you talked earlier, the part of the whole aspect in the final year of the program is to get the students to explore their art, explore themselves, explore their role as artists and that. And you listen to something like what Tristan's been saying. How do you feel about the fact that it sounds like your students are actually getting what you're hoping to pass on to them?
it's exciting. It's exciting. And each student owns it in their own way. So it's great to see the diversity in the crew and their different ways of reflecting on their life and what art inspires them and what role they see their art taking going forward, and it's different for each person.
Mm-hmm.
Tristan has shown, you know, particular commitment in experimenting with materials and ideas this year, and it's great.
And what are some of the other pieces that are planned for this?
Yeah, so there are... there are five artists presenting work, and they each have their own theme. So Maria Wagler, she's been working in encaustic. So that's one. Man, she's doing two projects at once. She won't be showing her encaustic at this. But she has been working in encaustic this year, which is very exciting. But she's doing oil paintings that are riffing on some ideas that come out of C.S. Lewis's Narnia series, and looking at some visual themes in there, particularly around the Tree of Life image at the end and how different characters relate to that. So beautiful work, beautiful painterly and drawing figure work in there as well. Another artist is Rachel Bosma, and the title of her project is called Homesick at Home, and that's based on an experience she had. She's kind of looking at different spaces that have these kind of ambiguous reactions to them. And she's focused in on one space, which is actually a huge aquarium, and how it's beautiful, but at the same time, totally fake. And how you're drawn to it, but you're not satisfied by it, and it gives you a yearning for the real thing. So there are all kinds of deeper questions hidden in that. So she's doing a great job. Another artist is Justin Schulman, and he's been very interested in graphic novels and comics. So he is actually creating a full narrative called Life and Death in Dreams, based actually on a short story that a friend of his wrote, and he is translating that into a graphic novel format. And then the other artist is Natasha Van Gert, who is an oil painter, great sense of material and the physicality of the paint, working in landscapes that have particular family memories associated with them. And then, of course, Tristan.
Yeah. Well, I think I'm looking at our time here. We need to take one final break, and then we'll come back and finish our conversation with Phil Irish and Tristan Carrot. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM. Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to I Had the Strangest Dream from the Vision CD by Jay Calder. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to wrap up our conversation with Tristan Carrad and Phil Irish. Tristan, with this being your final year, have you given any thought to where you want to go and what you want to do once school is done?
Yeah, this is my final year for my Bachelor of Arts.
Okay. Phil, give us a little bit more detail about the exhibit and where and when it can be held, where it's going to be held.
So again, this is a bit provisional as I'm waiting for confirmation of the plan, but our hope is that the crawl, which is Friday, April 8th, will have our exhibition on James Street North in Hamilton at Christ Church Cathedral, and that event goes from 7 in the evening until, I don't know, 11 o'clock or something. It's a good time. It's a great chance to walk the whole street and see all the art, and we're going to have something spectacular, I do hope. The other location, after it's done there, we will be bringing it back to Redeemer and installing it here. So on the Monday, the 11th, at 7 p.m., we'll have a reception here with the wider student body and to celebrate the work here as well.
And at this point, people should just connect with the Hamilton Art Crawl or Redeemer to find out whether that's taking place there. And they can connect with Redeemer about the exhibit when it's in the university's gallery.
So we'll have, on Redeemer, there's an events page, and it will be both aspects of that will be publicized there.
Agreed. Tristan, Phil, thanks very much for your time tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Arts Connection today, and thanking my guests Phil Irish and Tristan Carrad. And if you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website at artsconnection.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for a look where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email Robert at artsconnection.ca. Follow us on Twitter at @SayLaw13. Look for the Arts Connection page on Facebook, or check out the Arts Connection blog at blog.artsconnection.ca. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.